Thanks for listening to the audio of 717 Church. This is a place where we continually strive to worship Jesus as the King with our lives, wreck our personal kingdoms to build His kingdom, and live out God's Word in the way that we interact with others. For more information, please visit 717.church.
All right, what's up, everybody? Good morning. Happy Easter. I hope you're having a great morning already, celebrating at the sunshine that we get first thing in the morning and reminding ourselves of the grace that comes each new day and reminding us of what He did for us as we pause to remember Easter, how that changes our entire lives. And if you're like me, I grew up kind of in the church, and Easter Sunday, I can't always say was my favorite because when I was little, I hated getting dressed for Easter because the clothes were always extra. They were just always more than I could even fathom as a boy, and maybe it was just a young boy thing. I don't understand. Everything was like extra scratchy. All the clothes were just the material that felt awful. They were ugly, according to me. They just didn't have my favorite teams on them, and they were those black and white, I think they were saddle shoes. How many know what I'm talking about? It was just absolutely the most ridiculous outfits. There was hats and bow ties. Every single thing was extra. And if we don't know this by now, suspenders are not for cute. They're for function. They should never be added to any outfit for the look. I'm just saying that's the way I felt, and I still feel that today. And my main point was always, why do we have to do this? I was mainly fighting my mom at that point. Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do this? And yet the question still stood and still stands is, why do we have to do this? So last time we gathered, we asked the question, what are the roots that Jesus wants to get to? And as we look through the book of Hosea, and we want to step into that today as we just pause and remember what He has done. As we looked at Hosea, the point was he was commanded to go and marry someone that was going to cheat on him. They had at least one child together, and she had others. We're not sure if they were Hosea's kids. And we were reminded that me, as the pastor, and maybe you also, if you recognize this, we are more like Gomer. Even though I want to be Hosea, I'm more like Gomer than I want to admit. His wife, the cheater, is who I'm similar to more often than I am Hosea. And so in the midst of this heartbreak of betrayal, we get to see a full picture of who God is. The God who cannot allow a cheating heart, but will also always come for us. And this is where we pick up from our text that Hannah and Skylar just read for us this morning. God commanded Hosea to go back for her. Let that sink in for a minute. God says, go again, as He always goes again for us. Hosea paid a cost to go after what was already a part of him. This was already part of who he was. And yet then he was told and called to go back and get what was already his. And the same is true of us and Jesus. We are already his, but we must be bought back. And so just a few verses before this in chapter 2, God declares that he will bind Israel to himself with his own character. And as we looked at the character in chapter 2, it's a character that's marked by safety, longevity, righteousness, justice, steadfast love, and mercy. All of these things that he is in his character. And that they are all there so that we will know him better. You see, knowledge of something should build intimacy, which should build a relationship. And I say should on purpose, because knowledge should build intimacy, which should build relationship. And we often, in our relationships, get stuck in the knowledge phase of it, but that's because we don't often surrender to the relationship. We don't open up with vulnerability. We don't open up with transparency. We don't open up to what is actually going on. And so the difference is Jesus requires surrender. And so I want to hone in on two of those words that allow him to go again and command Hosea to do the same. So I'm going to give you two words today in our time together. And the first one is Hesed. Hesed is the Hebrew word that does its best to translate into steadfast love. It's an incomplete translation, but has aspects of multiple things. And so I want to give you a little bit of a definition. In different versions of the Bible, you may see it translated as mercy, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, loyalty. And so there's no single English word that quite gets it, which is why some translators have used more than one word, being steadfast love or loyal love or loving kindness. You see, his steadfast love keeps him coming for us. His steadfast love calls for all of us. His steadfast love fills in the blanks of what we don't understand fully. His steadfast love allows us to know him. And knowing him is the second word. It's in the Hebrew, it's yada. Many of us know yada, 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 but the word means to know. It's an intimacy that drives us closer. And so he created us, he knows us, he came for us, he loves us. This love is evidenced in sacrifice. This love allows us to know him. This love allows him to call out of us sin and brokenness and religion and self-rule. He calls all of that out of us with his loving kindness that allows us to know him and then draws us into himself. And so today we pause to remember his sacrifice. Easter, the holiday, is dressed up in Easter eggs and chocolates, lots of chocolate. But this pause isn't a moment of silence, or should never just be like a moment of silence. But instead, this pause is asking is this real in my life? Is this what I'm after? Or is this what I need to surrender to for the first time? Is this loving kindness? And so we ask the same question that I did as a child is, why? Why do we do this? You see, his steadfast love continually allows us and allows for us to know him better. Each year we pause to focus on the demonstration of his love that is represented by an unjust, brutal death that paid the price for my sin and yours. And so we pause. We have it in a calendar. It becomes much bigger in all of the buildup and the drama and all that kind of stuff that even tends to take away from it. The baskets and the presents and all of those kind of things. And so it distracts us from what this is about. This is a pause to focus on the steadfast love that it was represented by an unjust, brutal death, but that paid the price for my sin and for yours. And so out of that act of love, we receive the opportunity to know him more and more. We believe that he uses the circumstances that we go through, the events of our lives, to display his loving kindness and draw us to himself, and also use those same circumstances to draw those around us. Because as people watch us go through things and see that there is something different about us, not because of us, but because of him displayed through us, there's a testimony to who he is. And so if this is your first Easter or your 90th Easter, let's take a second and pause. Feel the warmth of the sun this morning. Let the new morning show us his loving kindness. Because the reality of all of this is the truth of an almighty God that came for us. You see, he leads in going again. He leads in coming after us. And in just a few minutes, we will take communion together. And yes, unlike last year, I actually brought it. My encouragement, though, is as we walk through this, is to sit still and let him remind you of his loving kindness. Let him show you how he is drawing you into knowing him more. Let him show you the truth of what he has done and allow that to go again in our lives so that we are built up because of him so that we can be examples of that in other people's lives. And as we hear the words go again, may we respond with surrender to a loving God that is at work to know him more. And so if you ever have questions or if you want just to take a moment to process what it might look like to surrender for the first time your entire life to him, or could use some prayer in the opportunities that exist in your life, the things that are happening, the circumstances, and you go, these are the moments that I know God's trying to work in, but I want him, I'm struggling to allow him to work in those. I would love the opportunity at the end of this time to pray together. But most importantly, I want you to hear the same God who created all things is going again in your life and in mine, all so that we can know him more. And so our hope today is to respond to that of saying, you know what, God, we know knowledge should build intimacy. It should build closeness. But I just want to know you. Or I spend most of my life just knowing you and never allowing it to change my life. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to gather to take communion. Father God, you are the King. Father, you are the King and Creator that created every single thing, including us, and you know all of us, and yet you sent your Son for us. And so, Father, today we pause to recognize what happened with an empty cross and an empty grave. But Father, we don't want it to just be something we understand. We want it to be something that changes our life and that we believe that no circumstances are off limits for you to work in and that our entire lives are opportunities for you to display your glory. So help us today. Help us to respond. And just like the freshness of the morning that we get to experience today together, may we experience your mercy and grace in a new way. Father, we love you. We need you. And Father, just like the book of Hosea, thank you for being the one who goes again and also gives us the grace to go again in the relationships around us. We love you. In your precious name, amen.
Thanks so much for listening and being a part of this community. We hope that today's message helps you grow in your relationship with Jesus and live out what his word is calling you to. Hit the subscribe button below to follow us, share with a friend, or leave a review. If you'd like to give to this ministry, you can do so at 717.church.